What if your biggest obstacle to transformation isn't lack of willpower, but your body's evolutionary programming? You've experienced this. The New Year's resolution that fizzles by February, the workout routine abandoned after 3 weeks, the diet that leaves you more exhausted than energized. We blame ourselves for these failures, but the real culprit is something far more fundamental. Your body is designed to resist change, to conserve energy at all costs, to keep you exactly where you are. This biological conservatism isn't a flaw. It's a feature that kept our ancestors alive when calories were scarce and every movement could mean the difference between survival and starvation. Your body runs on what we might call an ancient operating system, Midos, programmed over millions of years to prioritize one thing above all, energy conservation. This explains why humans invented fire instead of shivering, spears instead of clubs, and washing machines instead of hand washing. We're not lazy, we're brilliantly efficient. The question is, how do we work with this programming instead of fighting against it? Your body makes thousands of micro decisions every moment to maintain function. When deficient in even one trace mineral, it elegantly switches off the least important function that mineral supports. You don't notice this happening. You just feel tired, foggy, or inexplicably off. Modern diets create invisible friction. Phytic acid in nuts, seeds, beans, and whole grains binds essential minerals your body can't absorb. We're eating fewer minerals from depleted soil while consuming more foods that actively remove them. Lectins bind to carbohydrates, creating chronic inflammation and forcing your system to divert energy toward damage control. Glyphosate disrupts your gut microbiome. Industrial chicken produces high omega-6 fats that sap energy. Plant-based meat substitutes contain GMO soy, inflammatory oils, and anti-nutrients. Modern dairy generates A1 casein protein, which activates opioid receptors and increases colon inflammation. By eliminating these friction sources, you free up energy your body has been diverting to damage control. Remove the biggest obstacles first to create the foundation for true biological improvement. After removing friction, you need raw materials that power transformation. Your body is like a construction site. Without quality materials, nothing gets built properly. The four fat-soluble vitamins, D, A, K, and E, work synergistically to transport minerals, fold proteins, move electrical signals, and build enzymes. Most Western diets lack these vitamins, which regulate immunity, control inflammation, process calcium, and protect against free radicals. For vitamin D, take about 1,000 IU per 25 pounds of body weight, roughly 5,000 IU for most people in the morning. Minerals are biochemical superstars. The five essential big minerals, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, and phosphorus, work in complementary pairs, where both quantity and proportion matter. Trace minerals like copper, zinc, iodine, selenium, and molybdenum are equally essential for energy production. Saturated fats create healthy cells. Your membranes are made of fat, and fat generates the electricity running your metabolism. At least 50% of dietary fat should be saturated, like stearic acid in tallow and lard, with the remainder being monounsaturated fats and small amounts of omega-3s. Grass-fed ruminant meat provides excellent proteins and fats, containing creatine, important amino acids, vitamin K2, B12, and absorbable iron and zinc. Modern life creates nutrient gaps. We're indoors, lacking vitamin D, surrounded by toxins, while depleted soils diminish food quality. About 74% of Americans lack vitamin E, crucial for cell protection and brain function. The most effective form comes from annatto tree as delta and gamma tocotrienols. Real vitamin A, retinol, from animal foods, 5,000-10,000 IU daily, improves night vision, immunity, sleep, hormones, and mitochondria. Powerful anti-inflammatory herbs include turmeric, 1 to 2 grams daily with 95% curcuminoids, Panax ginseng, 1 gram for energy and cognition, Ceylon cinnamon, 1 to 2 grams for blood sugar, and saffron, 30 to 100 milligrams for mood. Your gut microbiome influences mood and immunity. Key probiotics, Bifidobacterium infantis, Bifidobacterium longum, and Lactobacillus plantarum. Prebiotics like acacia gum, 520 grams, feed beneficial bacteria. Postbiotics, butyric acid, 1 gram, and urolithin A, 500 to 1,000 milligrams, support cellular health and longevity. Traditional fitness fights your body's laziness principle. Proprioceptors, sensors in muscles, ligaments, and tendons, set artificial safety boundaries that limit your true strength. Resistance bands bypass gravity with elastic resistance that increases as they stretch. This uneven stimulation tricks proprioceptors into signaling dramatic adaptation, creating faster muscle growth than constant gravitational force. Electrical muscle stimulation, EMS, works similarly, applying current to show your body it can handle greater stimulus than proprioceptors normally allow. For cardiovascular training, steady-state cardio is inefficient. It trains your heart to pump smaller blood volumes more frequently. The most effective approach, brief, maximum intensity, followed by rapid return to baseline. Sprint for a minute like a tiger is chasing you, then lie down and let your heart rate fully recover. Reduced exertion high-intensity training, REHIT, consists of just two 20-second all-out sprints within a 10-minute session. REHIT improves insulin sensitivity and VO2 max by triggering rapid glycogen depletion, which releases signaling molecules that tell cells to produce more mitochondria. Strategic stress forces adaptation with minimal time investment. Your brain constantly monitors external environments but lacks internal feedback systems, making it hackable. Neurofeedback provides the self-awareness your brain naturally lacks, letting you consciously override your neuro-operating system. Consumer neurofeedback systems use electroencephalography, EEG, to read brainwave patterns and teach mental state shifting through smartphone feedback. Hemoencephalography, HEG, uses infrared sensors to measure blood flow, training you to direct blood to specific brain areas. The vagus nerve, the body's largest nerve, offers a direct pathway to hack your brain. Proper stimulation reduces stress, anxiety, migraines, and pain while improving sleep. Sound waves powerfully hack brain states. Binaural beats, holosync, and focus at will create soundtracks inducing specific neurological states during work or study. Light entering your eyes signals your brain, making it a powerful hacking tool. Reading under red light for 10 minutes strengthens eyes by increasing retinal mitochondrial energy. Protecting yourself from harmful blue-tinged LED lights significantly improves brain function. Transcranial direct current stimulation, TDCS, runs small currents between your ears, improving myelination and creating a nervous system that moves electricity faster with less effort. Biohacking isn't a rulebook. It's a personalized process based on measurable results. Your perception of reality filters through your physical state. Mitochondria process signals before your brain interprets them. The spiritual challenge is recognizing your lens on reality may be inaccurate. What works for one person often fails for another. Before abandoning a hack, ensure you've given it enough time and been consistent. The efficient approach: try everything simultaneously, then once you see results, remove elements one by one to identify what's working. Remember to upgrade your upgrades. Our bodies constantly change. Biohacks that work today might fail in 2 months. Your goals and circumstances will evolve, and that's desirable. Biohacking creates navigation instruments for your life, combining ancient spiritual practices with nutritional traditions, modern psychology, biochemistry, genetics, and technology. When you work with your body's programming instead of fighting it, you'll discover how extraordinary your normal can be.